Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. Kenya launched a national strategy against chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear threats. Meanwhile, a report highlights severe wealth inequality, stating 125 Kenyans possess more wealth than 42 million citizens. The Dadaab and Kakuma refugee camps are now municipalities under the Shirika plan. In politics, the Senate will hear impeachment charges against Nyamira Governor Amos Nyaribo on December 4 and 5. Following violence in 22 by-election areas, Senator Sifuna has called for accountability from Interior CS Murkomen. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics.
No significant updates in politics today.
In business. A World Bank CAK report suggests pro-competition reforms could add over 77.7 billion shillings to Kenya's GDP, urging changes in power and sugar sectors. Meanwhile, Mars Wrigley is investing 4.3 billion shillings in a new sugar-free gum line in Kenya. That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with theonlinekenyan.com.